Hello, I want to talk to you today about transdermal magnesium. One of the best things that this product can be used for is for the detoxification of aluminum and fluoride in the brain. Now, it's pretty ubiquitous after about 60, 70 years of fluoridation in the water systems and hygiene products and everywhere else. Fluoride is actually a secondary byproduct of nuclear facility production, waste. And so they found a way to use it properly into the water system. And we've been kind of sold into thinking it's good for our teeth and all this stuff, because it's good for our teeth when it's naturally present in water, but not when it's added to water. So getting this out of the brain is one of the key elements to healing and getting back our, not only our spirit and wisdom and mind and everything else, but even just the health of the brain, which is part of why a lot of our diseases that we blame on many different forms are coming from patches of the body which are coated with all of this aluminum and fluoride to a certain degree, and they cross the blood-brain barrier, they attach to certain molecules. And so this science is very well done, on down to vaccines for aluminum. We find aluminum in all the cookware. We also find it in smelting of, concrete fabrication processes, which is pretty much ubiquitous. The cleaning of water supply. There's so many areas where aluminum finds itself. And one of the biggest is through the vaccines, is a macro aluminum, which is intended to never leave the body, and it stays in the organs and contributes to endocrine disruption and every other possible chaos in the body. So getting this out is key, and the best way to get it out is through transdermal magnesium, but you need a pure form of it. 95% of the market is flooded with products which are solvent extracted, coming from Asia, derivatives from potassium mining operations, and they don't have the chelation powers, that the raw chelation powers of a natural state magnesium, and therefore they don't have the power to pull these things out of the body. They may address some of the magnesium deficiency to a certain level, but they can't do the full spectrum. So finding the right stuff, and also making sure you find it in glass bottles like we sell it, so that there's no endocrine disruptors in the body or in the product while it's being sold, because that would kind of defeat the purpose of pulling them out of the body, which it can do. It pulls not only endocrine disruptors and heavy metals out, but it also pulls out acid residues and all the aging compounds, glycation and protein synthesis, heavy protein synthesis in the bloodstream. The glycation is kind of, I guess you could say, is connected to our aging process. This kind of thickening and stickiness in the at the cellular level. So this is coming in and helping to pull that apart and deconjugate and get these things out of the body, mostly through the sweat glands and transpiration, but also through other emunctories. And you don't have to just be working out all the time to push it out. It does help, but it also can eliminate itself through sleep. We lose a pound or so every night when we sleep. And this is coming out through the breath, carbon atoms, and water atoms. These are all coming out of the body. So there is a detoxification happening for all people at night. So be prepared. Have the right stuff. This is only $12 a month. It's not expensive. You just have to know where to find the right stuff at theheartoftradition.com. We're coming directly from Holland, the original source for this product. There's a lot of products out there who state that they're coming from there, Zechstein or whatever, Permian, and it's not. It's coming from Asia. It's coming from solvent extraction. And their certificates won't tell you the name of the city. They won't really get real specific about anything. They just say Zechstein because it's a non-protectable legal term. We actually have the logo Zechstein inside, and it's the real deal. So check us out at theheartoftradition.com. Hello, Daniel the Naturopath. I just want to focus on solutions today for meat. Not just for meat, but for anything, but we'll start with meat. For red meat, because all the red meat is contaminated in America, USDA, and I can't even eat anything pretty much. much. Even in Whole Foods, there's not much I can eat. Because there's such a monopolistic control over the meat, and the FDA has been run by Monsanto for 60, 70 years, the USD process has become made a prison out of most local fresh meat. So local's not a good thing in this category. This just means it's not... This just means it's the USD processed meat, USDA processed meat. So I don't know if that's the right type of local we're looking for. But some solutions would be lamb. You can use lamb from New Zealand. I haven't been able to verify if the process used by these exact brands of New Zealand lamb is not obliging them to use 5% colza pulp or other type of endocrine disruptive elements. I haven't been able to conclude that, but my digestion has shown me that in general the new imported lamb is better, although not perfect. So this would probably be one of the best ways to find fresh meat through that channel. It may be one of the only ways for now. As far as steak meat, I don't think I've ever been able to find any fresh steak meat in America unless you're hunting. So that may be something to look into, or to find people who are. Or to find farms that are small enough to be able to do some non-USD process, USDA process cows on the side. And you may be able to order from them through this way, through small farms. So small farms, and there might be also some options in Asian markets, maybe for goat or certain animal parts, maybe veal foot or certain things to make soups or broth, or pig's blood or even beef blood to use maybe in certain recipes. I know that we've forgotten a lot of our traditional Scandinavian blood pudding and blood sausage and all these types of recipes that used to be there. Black bread and stuff like that, but we will have to bring a lot of these back if we want to overcome not only the soil deficiency in American soils, but also the lack of blood, uncontaminated blood elements, which help foster the testosterone and the active side of the body. Kind of see it as like red and white systems in the body. You have a red kind of active blood type of system, then you have a white blood kind of milk, lymphatic, white blood cell, serotonin, tryptophan side. So you have these two sides, and I correspond each one of them to the orthosympathetic system and the white to the parasympathetic system. So what that means is one is more on the active side, the other is in the passive and healing side. And the, masculine, feminine, whatever, there's this kind of nature to it. And these are totally dismantled by trying to combine these two, you combine them separately. You don't homogenize them both together and then call that marbled meat and be like, yeah, here we go. Because then you lose, you lose the properties of each when you do it that way. So you want the properties. It's kind of like the equality of the sexes, I guess. You can't homogenize men and women, but you can, find out equal access to all things through the law, but appreciate the differences and the advantages of being a man or a woman in this area or that, or the skill set or the talents or different, propensities that each sex may have as well, as a general rule. So there is, it's kind of the same sort of symbolism, but in the body, where you want to take that white as good as you can, that raw milk, that healthy tryptophan chicken, non-soy fed chicken, the seafoods, a lot of the dairy, like high quality dairy products, which are very hard to find in America. Most of them are imported. Practically all of them are. So, and then you want to have on the red side, like the blood and the meat and the kind of tartar and the raw meat sometimes, and also maybe the raw, tuna and all these things that kind of bring about that red. You also have like borscht, and which is kind of like a Russian gazpacho, you can eat that cold as well. And so trying to build these blood tonics on one side, fermented beet juice, etc.,
one side and then the white on the other side, you know, the high quality creams and from Devon, for example. And so these are all very specific for both sides, the tryptophanic, serotonic, down healing side, and the testosterone, I guess you could maybe even go as far as adrenaline, but like the more picked up side for the action. So where does, how does that leave us, that little sidetrack? It does help us, this sidetrack, because you have to understand that's why the meat doesn't work anymore, and that's why we're having all these problems. I mean, all this chiropractic and massage therapy explosion in part is due to the lack of structure in the body, the lack of being able to come, you know, to have the right amount of masculine and the right amount of feminine, I guess if you want to put it that way, active and passive in the body. And once you thwart all that, then the body can't stick together as well, and then you have whole areas which are, you know, kind of wrongly saturated and don't function properly. And then if you add to that, you know, the aluminum, fluoride, and all the other things that are floating through our body at
all times,
then you'll start to understand why certain areas may start to become cancerous and others will not. And they're getting stuck in these areas, you know. So cancer is basically just a technique the body uses to protect its own internal self from the toxins inside of it. So it puts them in tumors and builds stuff around them, and then it tries to get them out when it can. So the best way is to do no harm, as is the first principle of medicine. So we're actually in the total first principle of medicine now. Just to do no harm is already a miracle. So some solutions, like I said, Asian market, blood, maybe some goat, some lamb, I don't know. They probably don't have a lot of good choices there, but there are a few things. Russian food shops, European-style food shops, where you can find imported items. Even blood that's used from our own local animals is going to be a better quality than the animal itself, because the level of purity of the blood compared to the other tissues. So even a blood sausage or something like that, you know, made, you know, like from here, could still be powerful compared to, you know, not having anything. And so another solution would be, like I said, lamb meat from New Zealand. Other solutions would be to import the pig, like the pork from, you know, like prosciutto. You can order the whole shank online and just put that in your fridge. It lasts for about 5-6 months. That's another smart way to do that area. As for chickens, you probably want to order soy feed, no soy, soy-free chickens, soy-free eggs as well. And then a lot of seafood, you know. But seafood, which includes eating the heads, what's inside the head of the lobster. If you think it's disgusting, just pull out some of this greenish-black stuff and put it in mayonnaise and then eat the mayo. It'll be fine. Soy-free mayo. But, or homemade with, you know, olive oil or sunflower oil or avocado mayo. That'd be good, too. But, you know, when you're not eating this other element, you're not allowing that, that jolt, that powerful part to come in. You're just, you know, getting the iodine, the potassium, and certain things from the meat. But you're not allowing that jolt to come in there, that cobalamin and those darker elements. So, you know, that's why in Spain, it's that's the delicacy when you go eat these big shrimp, you know, is the head. So, it's not the head or whatever, but... So, all these things need to be corrected, and I think that a lot of ways you can get around some of the deficiencies we have here has been through liver in general, like everything from chicken liver pate on down to, you know, just sliced liver. Learning how to use that, maybe make liver shooters, like kind of like Virgin Bloody Mary style, or you can even mix small amounts with ice cream, and kids will eat it. I know it sounds crazy, but they will, because the cream neutralizes the blood in a strange way, and if it's done right, everyone will eat it. I mean, I've done it on kids that are totally picky and been able to pull it off, so if I can do it, and I was using a lot of liver, can you imagine? If you were just doing a small amount, much easier. Blood as well can be used, from the Asian markets coming from Philippines, not our own soil, which is probably a good thing. And that can be added to cakes, cookies, brownies, all this stuff. They'd never know it was in there. It's kind of sweet, the blood, once it's cooked. And if you combine it with everything else, it replaces eggs in a lot of recipes. It can be used exactly like an egg in the way that it coagulates. So there's even a Swedish proverb that connects the egg to the blood and how to use it in cooking. So those are some ways on the red side, I guess. And on the white side, like I said, a lot of seafood, maybe a little shrimp ceviche, all sorts of ceviche can be helpful to get that tryptophan, especially if the shrimp, well, probably only if the shrimp are fresh and local or not frozen. Soy-free chickens can be amazing too, like roasted in the oven. You can, I've fell asleep within seconds of eating one. When it's a good quality because of the high tryptophan that's in these real birds, and that's exactly what you're looking for, is a weekly source of that. Take that nap, it'll probably help you. So we get drained, you know, all these EMF and everything drains all of our serotonin. So these are some ways out. Are there other solutions to this pyramid? I guess like the foie gras is very important, trying to find a good source of K2, a real source of it. So ordering some foie gras like seasonally, or at least, you know, when you can. I would also recommend, you can even buy foie gras, the whole lobe, online, have it sent to you. They'll freeze it and it'll defrost as it gets to you, and then you can make it into, you know, put it in little glass jars and then put it in boiling water and kind of make it with some salt, pepper, whatever, or salt, and fig. Fig is also really good. But not smashing it up too much, just really just putting it around the edges and then just eating it with the fig jam or something once you need the fig part of it. And then you can store those all year long, and that's just the easiest way to do it. I mean, it's about $100, but it's worth it because the vitamin's in there. And if you don't believe me, give a little teeny bit to your dog and watch what happens. He'll start humping everything around him. And so it's the same thing. It's, you know, it's that power that's in it is a healing power. So there is other ways, I guess, you can get around. Some people use emu oil for this vitamin K2. I found it works better if you combine it with G-Toast, or I don't even know how to say that. It's a Norwegian brown cheese from a brand called Ski Queen, but it can be other brands. And this is sometimes found at Whole Foods. It's a little square block of caramelized cream. It has no sugar, but it tastes like delicious, you know, and it has what I feel is the protein cofactors of prime importance with the vitamin K2, which most of these K2 supplements, which are mostly lipid-based, don't have. They're missing some element. So maybe combining the emu oil with the brown Norwegian brown cheese could be a less, you know, you don't have to go the way of foie gras to pull this off, but that's another way you can do it. And if you're vegetarian, I would learn to make natto. Make it from your home using non-genetic soybeans. And, you know, you ferment it. It's basically the slimy ferment that really has the power more than the soybeans themselves. But, those are some solutions right there just for, you know, you also have your cod liver oil, which fermented is better. A substitute for that could be Botarga, which is dried fish eggs. They're kind of like a fermented vitamin source for the ancient world. You know, the Phoenicians would give that out as medicine. And still works today, especially when combined with foie gras like the Jews do. Every festival in Europe, every Jewish festival in Europe, you see foie gras and Botarga put together. So they must have figured out this vitamin K2 and cod liver oil, you know, vitamin A, like combination, as a power source of healing and fertility. And they've been able to have that fertility throughout the generations. So, yeah. Some daily brewer's yeast, but from a popular, a decent brand that's using, you know, that they're not using Glutamate or any of this type of, you know, production errors whenever they're heating it or feeding too much of the bacteria instead of feeding these
know, feeding it properly. The bacteria that they use, they can feed it different things to make it speed up its vitamin content. And so what we're trying to do is get it the most natural as possible. Frontier, I think, is a good brand for this brewer's yeast. You'd want to take it like twice a, maybe a couple teaspoons a day. That's fine. Put it on salad. And then, of course, healthy butter. Healthy cream from Devon, imported cream if possible, imported cheeses from Latvian soils through the Russian markets. It looks like a type of ricotta. There's no salt. This is important because the lack of salt allows for a certain type of detoxification. The body uses the mechanical aspect of cheese to staple certain types of toxins onto it and remove it from the body. So salt repels this detoxification process. So, you know, this and raw honey, these kind of cream foods with raw honey would be great. Make your own ice cream from Devon cream. You can find a few things like this, I guess, in certain areas. Like there is French and different soils that you can get cream, butter, and things like that. Do your best. It's really important. Don't buy local when it comes to butter and all that. Stay away from it until the soil gets better here. Until the curse is ended. Might be some exceptions, but I haven't found any. Not yet. So maybe there's some iodine rich soil farm somewhere in different parts of the country, yes, but I haven't been able to find that because iodine is a key component for milk products. That was how people used to get their milk, their iodine in the mountainous regions, was through the butter and the milk. So it's very important to find the right sources of these things. And if you could say, well, now we have all these food choices, we don't really need to worry about all that. Well, to be honest with you, a lot of these mountain regions still have a greater difficulty with endocrine disrupting, gender bending, kind of strange detoxification problems that are increased through lack of iodine. Like, the more you need to detox, the more iodine you need, right? And so these areas that are naturally in the goiter belt, meaning they're naturally weak in iodine already, through loss of their traditions, their traditional foods and all that, like, you know, a lot of these cultures are not cultivated to go down and eat lobster heads and, or, you know, eat lobster and then eat out the insides, and they're not going to be doing any of that. So they're not going to find those the compensation strategies. And so you'd be surprised how even today, and especially even today with all the intoxication through the environment, that these areas are even more affected, and the people there are even more affected in just living in Asheville or certain mountainous regions that are known for, you know, goiter belt, you know, like goiter surgeries and of the past before we had, you know, before we had those many foods to choose from. These areas are highly affected. I mean, you can see it on the skin, you can see it on the faces, you can see it on the gender kind of bending. There's a lot of things that show it. So the coast is going to be the best place. If the world started to go downhill, the coast would be where everybody would need to go, because it's the last bastion of minerals. You know, the minerals come from the sea, if they're not the soil, right? So you got to do what you can.